Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Gear up for the match with suitable casual clobber. From overshirts and jackets to polos and tees, hoodies, sweatshirts, hats and more. Fritterskladda is making waves in the pubs and on the terraces. Come join the FDR movement and get 15% off with your discount code WMS. Stand out in the crowd, be indie, search FDR clothing online and on socials.
Welcome along to the Wise Men Say podcast, our latest bite-sized podcast with a view from the opposition. This time we're joined by Mark from the Tufty Club podcast to preview our game against Sheffield United on Wednesday.
Hello, I'm Mark from the Tufty Club podcast, which is a terribly named Sheffield United podcast. We decided to name it after the then Sheffield United manager, Chris Wilder. His nickname's Tufty. It all seemed very hilarious at the time, but yeah, don't ever make the mistake of naming something like a podcast after a member of staff in a sort of business that's notoriously bad for staff turnover. Yeah, so don't do that. Anyway, you can find us at Tufty_club on Twitter, and we're also on Instagram and various other places. My thoughts on Sheffield United's season so far are complicated, a bit like a toxic relationship. They sort of, you know, when things are going well, they were going very well. You know, we were top for a while, we've been top two for most of the season, but we're slowly getting reeled in at the minute, and yeah, we're sort of Jekyll and Hyde. You know, as I say, it must be a confidence thing. When it's going well, we look really good. As soon as it turns around, we look really brittle. So yeah, it's just one of those things. It's a typical Sheffield United season. Get your hopes up, dash them down. As such, my expectations and hopes for the rest of the season are two very different things. Hopes, obviously, is that we maintain that top two position, you know, see off the chasing pack and all that nonsense. Realistically, expectations are more that we're probably going to chuck it away, but that is just typical pessimism. I say typical Sheffield United pessimism. Probably most football fans are as pessimistic as that. Hope we're top two. Expect we're going to drop out and fail in the playoffs. See where that goes. My thoughts on Sunderland's season so far are probably not far off what I thought. I mean, at times they've gone way beyond what I expected, but I think a lot of people had them down as relegation candidates. I think, you know, a lot of people had them as relegation candidates that probably rise above that a bit. And I thought they'd do that. I thought they'd, you know, be sort of lower mid-table. And they have been at times, but then they've also been sort of top three or four at times, haven't they? It's been a bit like us, really, up and down. But yeah, I kind of, you know, think that that's kind of, you know, where they'd be, and you know, the sort of lower mid-table where they sort of seem to be settling until a recent good win. I think that's kind of what I did expect, slightly better than I did, but yeah, going well. I expect both sides to finish kind of where they are in the table. As I say, us maybe just outside the top two, but thereabouts. Hopefully we can't drop out of the playoffs, can we? Can we? I don't know. Sunderland, yeah, I expect sort of currently mid-table. I expect maybe a bit lower than that, but I think they'll be fine. I don't think they're going to get sucked in now. Can't see them going up, you know, towards the playoffs, but strange things have happened. My thoughts on where Sunderland need to watch out for us in our game, I suppose it's Illiman and Jai, isn't it? He's been off form recently, but he's always capable of something a bit special. I mean, beyond that, I think everyone knows that you stop Oliver Norwood, you stop us playing. It's no secret. I'm not giving anything away there. And I think a lot of teams have been doing that this season. So, yeah, they're the two players to sort of look out for and be worried about. My prediction for the game is, I don't know. I mean, Sunderland were on a bit of a downward trend until a good win at Norwich, which, you know, it's obviously not an easy place to go to. I was hoping that would continue and, you know, we'd finally be able to sort of turn our form around, which has been pretty rubbish, to be honest, despite an odd win here and there. But, yeah, it's not going that way, is it? And I don't know, I think I'm hoping we might get something out of it. You know, a score draw is what I'm sort of thinking, but I think I'm also leaning towards a Sunderland win, to be honest, maybe 2-1. And I would say the song that's most associated with Sheffield United is probably Annie's song, simply, you know, by John Denver, simply because of the Greasy Chip Butty song, which, you know, is based on Annie's song. And kind of rather pathetically, we sort of play a bit of Annie's song before the game to get the fans singing that. So, yeah, it's got to be that one, really.
Let me love you, let me give my life to you, let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your arms.
Thanks very much to Mark for previewing the game from the Sheffield United point of view. I'll be back at the weekend, or if not tomorrow, in fact, because I've just remembered I need to do a preview podcast, and then everyone else will be back at their appropriate times, and go and read all of the things on the website as per usual.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.